And welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And yes, if I sound more like myself, if I no longer sound like some deep gnomes are trying to rip my tonsils out and vocal cords and use them in some weird deep gnome magical experiment, I've done a decent job recovering, although I had double interviews on Wednesday. I had nothing Thursday, canceled when I could reschedule easily on Friday, and today is Saturday, and Saturday's interview canceled itself. Conflict, which wasn't my conflict, but that's fine. I gave my voice a bit of a chance to recover. But talking about recovery, I'm also recovering from a failure to update OS. I was updating OS X yesterday, and the update succeeded, kind of, sort of. I just had no internet connection, and it was slow as shit mixed into molasses going up at a 90-degree angle. I mean, it was useless. So, and after trying to reinstall the update, which didn't do any good, and getting ready to figure out if I'm going to take this to the Apple store near me and throw myself on the mercy of somebody, or apparently they don't necessarily know much more than the rest of us. So I researched online, and the solution was basically start in restore mode or something like that, not save mode. And I looked into it, and yes, uninstall your current installation, install brand new, not an update, but install the new operating system as if it was a brand new install. And lo and behold, everything is up and running, just a lot of reinstalling of apps and that sort of wonderful shit. But yeah, it's running faster than ever now. So figure that one out. But what I lost was my series of tabs where I had about, I don't know, a dozen Kickstarters open and or other crowdsource stuff that I wanted to deal with. And instead, I had none because, remember, I lost everything. It wasn't, lost all my tabs. That was the least things I lost, but it was annoying. So I went through and I rebuilt that tab list, and somehow I had 15. I picked up stuff. Actually, I think I got that tab list down to 6 or 7 when I got back from the con. So in any case, I'm just going to mention a bunch of crowdfunding projects that I think are interesting for one reason or another. I'm going to cover them on a blog, but some of these have short windows, a couple of days. Figure, let me get this out there. If you like it, if it looks interesting to you, give it a shot. So, the ones with a short period to fund are the ones I'm mentioning first. All right, so get your Google Fool ready. Strange New World Gazetteer, Weird Colonial Role-Playing Design, an RPG and OSR setting design for adventuring in a strange fantasy version of colonial America. Fearsome creatures, witchcraft, and weird. You know what? Was it Colonial Gothic as the RPG that's out there that does something similar, but this is going to be OSR-based, D20-based. I'm in. You can get in for $10 for the print plus PDF, or, and I think shipping was $3 extra, or $12 gets you this, an alternate cover signed, shipped in a PDF. I think it's $15 with shipping. I think you can't beat it. Strange New World Gazetteer. Moving on to the next one, another Zine. The Isle of the Amazons, RPG Zine, for Zine Quest, two-issue setting for Untold Adventure and other white box-based OSR RPGs. Okay, listen. Amazon to cool. This might really work nicely with my niece, Shannon. I don't know. But it might be cool for her to play in a setting with Amazons. So, more power to her. $10 for the PDF, $15 for Perfect Bound Combination Edition. You get a coupon code for the print on demand, and you get the PDF. So it's going to be $15 plus the cost of the POD, plus the cost of shipping. So say $25 in the end, still not a bad deal. Again, the aisle of the Amazons. Powered by GURPS, Dungeon Fantasy Monsters 2 End Game Reprint. Listen, this is Steve Jackson Games. As I am watching it, just hit its funding goal of $40,000. Just updated. 40,324, 770 backers. 5 days to go. What does this mean to you and me? I like the Dungeon Fantasy role-playing game. It's the kind of GURPS that I would get myself back into playing. Find the right group. This is good, though, because not only is this to put out the Monsters 2 book, but it is also there to put the core book, the core box, back into print. So, Dungeon Fantasy Monsters 2. DCC RPG module, Reckoning of the Gods, Into the Shadow Realm. Trespass into a parallel realm to heist the Horde of an Ancient Evil. A booklet of two level 3 DCC RPG adventures adapts to any RPG. I adapt RPG DCC RPG adventures on the fly to Swords and Wizardry. Sadly, this has 4 hours to go. So you're gonna, if you want to back this, you're going to have to back this real quick after hearing this this episode. All right? I know. That one's short. One up on the blog. Sorry. All right. X-Boat, a Traveler RPG zone. Fans aren't supporting the Traveler role-playing game. Supports Traveler 5, actually. Traveler is a great system. It's a science fiction system that I broke my teeth on. Well, cut my teeth on. Maybe broke them, too. I don't know. But, yeah, I have to support something like this. Okay, it's got six days to go. PDF only version is $12. If you want printed pieces, I'm not sure what the hell that means. I read it, but I didn't read the whole thing. If you want the coupons for downloading each issue. It's $25. Oh, it's all gone. $35 or more. Oh, you bastards. Oh, man. Oh, that one's gone. $40 or more is gone. Look at this. Holy Christmas. You're not gonna... You know what? Here's the deal. You're gonna have to back this in a PDF version and hope that more comes out later. But yeah, it looks good. It looks fine. Sorry, I got caught up in the travel stuff. The Folio Black Label. This is on Indiegogo. Black Label number 1, a fantasy adventure for more refined RPG game in both classic AD&D and 5e D&D formats. It's got risque art that you might associate with, I don't know, Wenger. You know, Derek, he puts out stuff like this. But, you know, the Folio has always put out quality stuff. So I'd like to see how this goes. I give Scott Taylor a lot of credit. So experimenting with this. That's on Indiegogo, the Folio Black Label number 1. Mercenary Spies and Private Eyes RPG by Michael Stackpole. That is by Flying Buffalo. This is funded. It's got 9 days to go. It's a new edition, kind of like a reprint update to the original Mercenary Spies and Private Eyes. If you like Tunnels and Trolls, this takes Tunnels and Trolls into the modern era. It's a good game. I own the box set of the original edition. I'll be backing for this one too. PDF of the rules, $6. $18 or more, you get the book. Printed in Arizona. I mean, how do you go wrong? How? I ask you how you can go wrong. Metal Gods of Or-Hadad Zion returns. Adam Luskiewicz. I'm sure I'm pronouncing Adam's name wrong, but this is a great Zion for DCC. I'm glad to see it return. Digital gets you. $4 gets you issues 1, 2, 3, the original 3 issues, and 4, 5, 6, the new ones, in digital. You are out of your mind if you don't at least grab it for that. You get the new issue of number 4 in print, along with all the PDFs, for $6 more. And oh my God, there are only a handful of those left. And you can also get issues 4, 5, and 6 in print. All right, you can't get issues 4, 5, and 6 in print because there's only one left. And, oh no, as I was doing this, it got away from me. Oh no, the inhumanity. Oh no, what the hell? Oh no, okay, they opened up a new tier. Okay, all right, there's another $15 tier. You get the 3 new copies in print. You get all the copies in PDF. It's $15 plus $5 ship. There's about $50 left. Go get yours. Okay. Yes, I had to get that. Okay. Draugr and Draculas, an old school RPG design about undead Vikings and vampires. Come on. $5 for the PDF. $10 for the print plus PDF. Draugr and Draculas. Undead Vikings and vampires. Come on. You got it. Fantasy World Creator plus app. Modular tiles for tabletop gaming RPG. This is well funded 11 days ago. It looks really good. It's pretty much print your own dungeon map tiles and an isometric kind of dungeon, that looks like. Or maybe just put isometric on the video. It's confusing me. But give it a shot. Fantasy World Creator on Kickstarter. The City of Great London, LUNDEN, Midderlands. Yes, Glenn Steele is back and probably better than ever. It's a no-brainer. If you haven't decided to back it yet, I don't know why you haven't. I'm not even going to the pledge levels. Go look it up. Go back it. If you don't have the original Midderlands stuff, back for that stuff too. Take it all. Spiral Isles, a point crawl adventure module for 5th edition, and Swords and Wizardry rule sets. 18 days to go. It's finally funded. The adventure is designed to give dead characters a chance to return to life or as a framework for a campaign into the underworld. Pretty cool. Not a bad idea. Lost Classes and Cannibal Corpses, two original RPG zines. One zine reimagining of two character classes from proto-D RPG days, one adventure module. Okay. If you want both in digital, it's $8. Both signed in a limited print edition, it's $25. Also, you get the digital. I'm not sure if I'm going to be in for print or PDF on this one. I'm definitely grabbing it. But by the time I get through this whole fucking list, I'm going to be broke. Wizard Burial Ground, a Dungeon Punk RPG book. Prog rock inspired dungeon punk resource book full of plot hooks, monsters, NPCs, and magic items. What are we looking at here? You're looking at $7 for a PDF copy. Print plus PDF, $10. Wizard Burial Ground. To put that in your Kickstarter search bar, you'll find it. Traveler RPG, the Journal of the Traveler's Aid Society. This has a nice long window. It's got 3 weeks left. The Kickstarter is for a new set of source books for the Traveler RPG based upon a periodical from the classic era. We'll be trawling through the journals of yesteryear, selecting the best articles, revising and rewriting them for the latest edition of the game, and adding a whole host of never-before-seen material. I have these as a reprint. They are on my shelf behind me. I picked them up. Not these, the originals. From the Complete Strategist. They are they're just amazing to look through, man. They really are. It's a sweet thing. Last but not least for this episode, Secrets of the World Harvesters, an RPG adventure for DCC Dungeon Crawl Classics. Cover looks spot on. It looks like, I don't know who did the artwork here. But Scott Swift wrote it. If you haven't seen Scott's prior works, he's a unique individual who does some amazing work. The Secrets of the Harvest, World Harvest, is a standalone level 1 DCC compatible adventure and setting guide that blends fantasy and science fiction as the players unravel the mysteries of the planet's past. So, what are you looking at here? PDF only is 8 books. Print only is 20. PDF plus print is 25. Signed print plus PDF is 30. I'm probably going to go 25 plus PDF, print plus PDF, only because I know I can track Scott down and get his signature at one of these conventions. I'm not really big on signatures. Just my player's handbook. All right, folks. So I've given you well over a dozen Kickstarters to look at. Oh, and one Indiegogo. You can't go wrong pretty much with any of these, I think. I'm probably going to be backing the vast majority, if not all of these PDFs, maybe, because they're all really fucking cool. All right, folks. On that note, thank you for listening. Be good. Stay safe. Roll your dice well. God bless. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.